Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Everybody, welcome to the show. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. Hope everybody had a grand week. Great tunage there, Barbie Lou, starting out just rocking from the get-go. So I had a phenomenal weekend. I will tell you all about here in a minute. First of all, we're going to open the phone lines today. I am actually going to do a reading today for everybody. Every single person listening is going to get a reading. I'm going to be looking at, what the heck is going on for the rest of this calendar year. And then a little teaser, what we can expect in 2011. And I got to tell you, I don't have a clue. I really don't. I have absolutely no idea. So I'm just as curious as hopefully all of you are. And I just felt like it was time to, plug in and take a look at some things. We've just come out of some just unbelievable astrology stuff, astrological transits, utter craziness. So I think it's time to get a little info. And I'm getting the sense that the, angels are ready to spill. So that being said, do feel free to call me if you have a specific question. And I would love it if you could couch your question in a way that maybe, it could help other people. So bottom line is whatever anybody else is going through, everybody's going through. So the number to call, 877-230-3062. Again, 877-230-3062. And while we're on the subject of this show and this station, go to the host page on contact.radio.com. On the right side, click on iTunes to subscribe. And subscribing to the show gives us a really good idea of who all is listening, gets the numbers that we need to keep tabs on things. And you can rate this show, which is pretty cool, and write a review so that gives other people an idea of what we're doing here. You can access the archives of this show if you're interested in listening to past shows. The media page at michellemorgan.org, that's Michelle with one L, morgan.org, and you can click on the archive button on the media page and go straight in and peruse the past shows. If there's a topic you'd like me to cover on the show, please send me an email off my website, or you can shoot me a message on my Facebook fan page. And to find me on Facebook, you can also go to michellemorgan.org, click on the Facebook icon in the links box on the right side of any page, and it will take you straight in to Facebook. Now, here's a little teaser. I'm having my phenomenal website gal redoing my website, updating some things, and we're going to make the Facebook page accessible even if you don't have Facebook. Somehow, apparently, that's going to happen. That's what I've been told. So anyway, I'll keep you apprised of that, because I know for some people it's like, oh, I don't want to get on Facebook. I don't want to have to do my own profile, blah, blah, blah. But this way, you might be able to access it and get all the cool info that I'm posting there all the time. So, all right. I had an amazing weekend. Amazing. I went and hung out with four of the most incredible women I've ever known in my life. My main peeps, my girls, my sisters. And we just had an incredible time. We went to Ocean Shores. We spent about, I think, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 minutes tops on the beach, because the weather just did not cooperate. So instead, we holed up in this adorable little cabin on the canal and did prayer and tarot and talked and ate and ate some more and stayed up late and just had a blast. So I just really, really want to thank these women, Liz, Deanna, Sammy, and Becky. You guys rock. And I really honestly only have one thing to say to you, and it's... Okay, that is a yodeling pickle from Archie McPhee's. And if you don't have one, you're missing out. So there you go. Went to the Puyallup Fair last Thursday and saw Mercy Me. Mercy Me is a Christian rock band, contemporary Christian rock band out of Texas. I'm telling you what, gang, I've been a Christian music fan on and off for a lot of years. I will be perfectly honest with you. I do have some challenge sometimes with the message or the lyrics of the songs, because there can be a lot of that idea that, you know, we're not worthy of you, God, and, you know, we're sinners and, you know, but you love us anyway and we don't deserve it and all that stuff. So that aside, truly some of the most amazing singers and incredible power ballads come out of Christian rock. Well, Mercy Me is extraordinary, and what I love best about them, besides their musicianship, is their message is really very real world. It's kind of like, you know, here's my relationship with God, and I struggle with it, and I question it all the time, but at the end of the day, I come right back to it. So the reason I'm talking about Mercy Me is because Brett Millard, the lead singer, was up there talking a little bit in between songs, and this is now, I think, my favorite quote of all time. And here it is. He said, "If you know God, your future is assured. So there is no excuse not to live your life with reckless abandon." I'm telling you, I was blown away. This dude is a Southern Baptist, okay? And he was talking about how, you know, Christians are some of the most boring people on the planet because they just have this idea, and he was including himself in that statement, you know, that they have a tendency to think that they have to live this really chaste life, and Mercy Me's message is quite the opposite of that. It's like, shine your light. So if you know God, your future is assured, so there is no excuse not to live your life with reckless abandon. Amen. iTunes has Mercy Me. Oh, you can go to mercyme.org. If you get a chance to see them live, do it. I am not kidding you. Astonishing. They are now my favorite live band. And I've seen the Rolling Stones, kids. I've seen Heart. I've seen Fleetwood Mac. These guys are unbelievable live. I want your questions. I do. I want your questions. You could read the perfect book that explained everything you ever wanted to know about polarity. What would it tell you? Email me, michelle@michellemorgan.org. Putting together the book proposal, and I want your input. All righty, darlings. Guess what time it is?
Walk with the animals. Talk with the animals. Grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. And they can squeak and squawk and speak and talk to me.
Yes, it's time for the Cosmic Critter of the Week. And before I start on this week's Cosmic Critter, I want a little shout out to Allie, Sammy's daughter, for guessing last week's critter. She guessed hippo. Isn't that amazing? The kid guessed hippo, so she rocks the Casbah. Didn't have any hippo sightings last week, but this week I'm imagining it's going to be a little bit easier to have sightings. These animal spirit guides come from that book, Animal Spirit Guides by Dr. Stephen D. Farmer. He has a show here, Earth Magic Radio, 4 p.m. Thursdays. Here's the animal of the week. It's horse. If horse shows up, it means you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move very quickly once it's initiated. It's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. You need to call upon reserves of stamina and strength to get you through this ordeal. You're much more powerful than you think you are. This situation requires strong warrior energy, balanced with sensitivity, patience, and compassion. And finally, Teamwork with your family, friends, or community is important right now. Well, I'll tell you what, that makes a ton of sense to me in my little world. So hopefully y'all are going to have some horse experiences this week. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we are going to dive straight into what is going on for everybody over the next few months. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Don't go away.
Just a jump to the left.
Dissatisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Talking about the future. Amen. This is Michelle Morgan. This is Living on a Prayer. Give a little shout out to my listeners at 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Live listeners on the radio. It's pretty fun. We are actually going to go to the phone lines because we have Glenda in Redmond on the line. And I'm just going to, you know, it's my show and I can pretty much do what I want. So I'm going to talk to her for a minute. Glenda, you there, babe?
I am.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. So,
thanks for taking my call.
You are welcome. So what are we looking at for you?
When will my house sell?
Oh, man. I bet you there's about 800 people listening right now that are having that exact same question. When will your house sell? So how long has it been on the market?
Since the middle of July.
Okay. Feels to me like you had a little action on it, but it kind of then got kind of stale. Is that true?
We have at least 10 to 15 people coming through the house weekly.
Wow. Okay.
But no offers.
No offers. Okay. Was there a point where there was kind of a, there was somebody that was talking seriously about it and then they kind of just fizzled?
Yeah, because we wouldn't come down on the price.
There we go. Okay. All right. So, two things. First of all, what are you doing? What are you doing spiritually to set the temperature for the sell?
Well, I have cleansed the house. I've done a dispatchio,
okay.
And we do a lot of saging in the house.
Are you praying?
Am I praying?
Yeah.
Spiritually, yes.
Good. Are you praying to God?
I'm praying to the universe.
Okay. I'm gonna just invite you to stretch yourself a little bit.
Okay.
And I always talk about the fact that the human psyche has a hard time identifying with the universe. But God, the actual word God, and God as masculine from the standpoint of polarity, being God, not from a Christian patriarchal standpoint, but from the idea of the masculine being the protector, provider. God's a great energy to tap into. And the actual word God has a specific vibration that's incredibly powerful. I mean, God's called God for a reason. So I'm gonna invite you to play with that a little bit. I mean, don't stop doing what you're doing. It's phenomenal that you're doing all that cool stuff. I'm going to ask you to just stretch yourself a little bit and see what happens. And give thanks in advance that God guides the perfect buyer to this house for the perfect price. I don't see you having to come down on the price. I feel like you can hold steady with that. Are you got a real estate agent that's working with you?
Yes.
Okay. Did something change with them in the last, 6 weeks or so? Do you know?
No, I don't know that.
Okay. The only reason I'm asking is it feels right now as I'm tapping into this, it feels like the real estate person is either a little distracted or they've maybe got too many irons in the fire and they're kind of like spread a little bit thin right now. So another reason that it feels like you want to up the ante on the spiritual thing, and pull in that God energy specifically. There's a very strong energy of money coming in around this, you signing papers, etc., by February of next year.
Okay.
Which, you know, probably feels like a long ways away.
No, it's perfect.
Good. Because I don't know about you, babe, but I'm sitting here thinking I must have been out of the room when the majority of this year came and went, because I have no idea how we got where we are right now. So February is kind of, you know, tomorrow morning as fast as time is going. So, but definitely set this up spiritually. The cool thing is I don't get the sense of any kind of energetic thing that you need to shift. And usually that's what I'm looking at for people. Mm-hmm. When there's a delay in a sale, it's typically because somebody in the family is not letting go of the property. You know, there is some energy cleansing that needs to be done. So it feels like you've covered all your bases, which is really, really cool. So now it's kind of just a timing issue. Not just for you, but for the people that are coming in to buy the place.
Okay.
So definitely up the ante on the prayer. Again, be giving thanks in advance. One of the tricks to manifestation is, when you give thanks, it's after the fact, right? You're giving thanks for something that has occurred. If you give thanks in advance, then the universe kind of speeds up to fill in the blanks. So there's a dance that has to be done, a balance that has to be struck between helping the universe speed up and also really, really honoring and trusting the divine timing of this.
Okay.
Again, hold steady with your price. And my sense is you'll get, there may be, if you have a tiny bit of wiggle room, you may adjust it slightly. But I really don't get the sense that that's much of a, that is a big deal at all. So you're powerful, girl. Do you know that?
No, I don't.
Oh, man, you are. I'm looking at this going, whoa. Yeah. So basically be careful what you wish for because you're going to get it. So, yeah, just be really, really clear about the intentions that you're putting out there. And I think it's just kick back and let it all unfold. Feels great.
I just hate being clean all the time.
Oh, man, no kidding. Isn't that amazing? It's kind of like, you know, the only time I ever clean house is when I have company coming type of a thing. So, no, I think you're doing all the right stuff. So, yeah, I'm getting really strong energy in February. And now here's the other thing to know, honey, that timeline could change. Timelines are really incredibly variable now just because everything's so volatile energetically. Mm-hmm. And it really depends on you. It depends on the energy that you're putting out there. So if you do what I'm suggesting, you pull the idea of God as protector, provider into this, you could potentially, increase that timeline, make it faster. So.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, my husband gets a bonus in February,
perfect.
And we were thinking we would love to get it sold by November.
Okay.
So February will be worth it.
Yeah, I'm not, and again, honey, this could change, but I'm not getting November right now, and it doesn't feel like it's just going to be this slog through the end of the year, but it definitely feels like the energy is ramped up, and I actually see you, you know, in the mortgage office signing those papers, doing all that stuff, money exchanged, all of that. So the house will close, I'm assuming, then in February. So I don't have any idea what the closing time is this now. I don't know if it, you know, it used to be 30 days or whatever. So it could be that you sell it, you know, in January or even right around the holiday time, and then by the beginning of February, you've got the money in your hands. So.
Excellent.
Okay. Good luck with that. I'll send you some angels on that one.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you calling in, honey.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye. Cool beans. Yeah, I'll bet there's a bunch of people out there with that question. And it's, you know, it's been interesting because the market has been so crazy sluggish. And apparently what I've been hearing through the grapevine is the market's not so sluggish anymore. It's just that people are still really in fear. And so there's a lot of clinging. There's a lot of questioning, there's a lot of doubting, which is just going to, you know, be like laying tar on the road, and it's nice and sticky and slow. So everybody's got to watch their thoughts and their energies right now. It's just there's not much wiggle room for that. So what do you say we dive on in here and take a look at what's going to happen for the next couple of months, and then I think we got somebody else on the line we can hit shortly, so hang in there. All right, I'm just going to literally take a look at the next 3 months, the rest of this calendar year, just because, you know, I feel like there's a wrapping up that has to happen. And I think I can speak for a lot of people when I say, you know what, kind of looking forward to the new year. 2010's been interesting and hard for a lot of people. So here's what strikes me the strongest about the next, what are we talking about, October, November, December, 3 months, next 3 months. How, gosh, seriously, how did that happen? It's crazy. Next 3 months, specifically, take very deliberate time to get clear about what it is you want to start creating in your world. And, I, you know, that can sound really, I don't know, generic. Like, well, don't we always have to do that? Yeah, but there feels like a specific planetary alignment, a specific rhythm that's in place right literally right now. In fact, it feels like it started a few weeks ago, probably right out of the retrograde, that's about, okay, I gotta get more precise with the things I'm asking for. And that can be really hard to do. I can smell it out there right now. I got people listening to this going, how do you get clear? Barb's got her great big beautiful eyes widened at me on that one. So here's how you get clear. You pray for clarity. You literally pray for clarity. I've put this prayer out there a bunch of times. You can find it on my Facebook page. And the prayer goes like this. I give thanks that I now have absolute clarity on exactly what I need to do or exactly what I need to know. Word it however you need to. I give thanks that this clarity comes to me quickly, easily, and in peace, and I give thanks for the willingness to receive it. That's very important right now. Here's the thing, everybody. I'm going to repeat myself because there's really only one true message, and that is you have to engage God in your life, okay? You have to. You have to make God the priority energy, not the only thing in your life, but the most important thing in your life. Little Emmett there for you. Emmett Fox is on my website or on my Facebook page as well. A great quote from him came up recently. So be willing to sit down. And here's a way to do that. Doing the prayer work, but also on at least a weekly basis, sit down with paper and pen. No kidding. Don't just sit there and think about this stuff because you're just going to spin. You know, you're going to spin in your psyche and the committee that lives in your psyche, which says black when you say white and questions everything, is going to get in the way and start, you know, making you try and look at it from all these different angles. And I'm going to use a word that's actually a little bit of an oxymoron in this particular instance. I'm going to tell you to brainstorm, but it's really not about using your brain. It's about using your gut and your heart. But the brainstorm process is start writing some things down. If you had no limitations, literally no limitations, if money wasn't an issue, if time wasn't an issue, if age wasn't an issue, if where you live wasn't an issue, whatever, what would you do? How would you walk in the world? and start with just what it feels like. If that's the only place you can start with, then start with that. And every single week, you can do this daily if you want to. That's a little obsessive, to be honest. And it doesn't give any time for things to unfold. So I highly recommend weekly that you sit down and you keep playing with this stuff. And I will promise you, I'm speaking from personal experience on this, I am an uber control freak, okay? No kidding. If you look up the definition of control freak in the dictionary, I'm in there, baby. Trust me. I'm a lot better than I used to be. But the bottom line is, I love to have answers. I love to have my ducks in a row, have their grandchildren named. Okay. I like to know what's going to happen. And so I really have to work at turning things over. I really have to work at not slamming my head against a brick wall when I'm not clear. And the way I do that is I pray for clarity. I ask specifically for clarity. Some other great prayers to work with are prayers of the divine plan. When you ask the divine plan to unfold, you are not saying what that has to look like, and it can start letting some light and air in there and open some things up. So that's where you guys want to go. And 3 months, so it's interesting too, because the tail end of the year, typically speaking, has a little bit of a weird energy. You know, you're anticipating what's coming, but you have to finish up. And then there's the holidays, and the holidays are just absolutely tangled energetically. There's so many things that are involved energetically and emotionally in the holiday time. So it's not that, you know, between November and December is a complete write-off, but for the most part, you want to be open to just being open and letting some things unfold and staying in that space of asking for clarity and then defining that as the time goes by. The other thing that comes up here very strongly is important when you're doing that imaging, that visioning of what you want, that you are not doing it from a place of what should I do? What's going to be the safest to do? What's going to be the quote unquote smartest thing to do? Okay. Because part of what's coming in 2011, I will guarantee you, is more and more of this pioneering, entrepreneurial, creative, out of the box, outside the lines kind of energy. And it really is what our nation was founded on. But if you think about it, if you want to look at it from this really biblical global perspective, God was floating around in the darkness a gazillion years ago and was just going, what's possible? What can I do? He didn't have a frame of reference. He didn't have a model to follow. Okay, there were no structures in place. He just started creating. Trust me, kids, anybody that can make an aardvark or a platypus, have you ever thought about that one? Anybody that can come up with that? That's pioneering, all right? That's creative. So we get a chance to tap into that. And it also makes total sense if you think about it from the standpoint of all of the structures that have stood, literally all of them, not kidding you, across the board, all of them. In fact, I dare somebody to get a hold of me and tell me a structure that has not started to fall apart in the last several years. I would love to know. I would love to know if there's an exception to this rule, because it looks to me and feels to me like every structure that we've had in place for centuries, they're all falling apart, and they're falling apart for good reason. It's not that they didn't work. They worked at one point. They served us at one point. They don't serve us anymore. So we have to create something new. And there's a saying out there, a very new age statement, but it's really important to understand it. It's the idea of the new paradigm, or the new paradigm, as I like to call it, because that just sounds a lot more fun to say. The new paradigm means literally that it's new. There is no frame of reference for it. Now, that doesn't mean that we're doing anything blindly. It means that we're trusting God to present this next new foundation, this next new frontier, the next new horizon, the next new path. And that's absolutely the key. Bottom line, I gladly will be the broken record on that one. I will proudly proclaim broken record status on God's the answer. Your relationship with God, your willingness to trust him as masculine from the polarity standpoint, I will absolutely always clarify that as well. And if you're feminine, you connect to the goddess. You become the goddess. If you're masculine, you work with God as your truest friend and greatest leader that you trust, and respect completely at the end of the day. So this is going to be really, I think, just an extraordinary opportunity. I really do. I'm feeling quite hopeful about 2011. I think the energy is going to be, in many ways, dramatically different, profoundly different, and yet that's probably going to be pretty subtle in some ways. And it's going to be important that anybody out there that's got even an iota of faith or consciousness, that they start to really take responsibility for using that faith and using that consciousness in a very deliberate fashion, and start to ask yourself on a daily basis, how do I want to show up in the world? And on a weekly basis, you're sitting down with pen and paper and you're starting to map some things out so that when the gates start to open in 2011, you're not trying to gather all your stuff and, you know, get on the road. You're already right there, poised and ready to go. So tell you what, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we've got some people on the phone lines. We're going to go to the phone lines, and then I'm going to take a look at 2011. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Come on back.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If I could travel in time, sometime I'd travel to the end of all of mankind, and there I'd find a brother of mine. We travel through space in a silver ship.
Oh, Barb. I'm not even gonna ask you where you got that. I don't want to know. But that was absolutely fascinating, darling. Thank you.
I got it on iTunes.
Of course you did.
I did.
No, you are too much fun. The whole theme thing is so much fun.
It is.
Oh man. All right. For those of you who've just tuned in and didn't tune out at that little ditty, you're listening to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. Hi to everybody listening on 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. That's a groovy thing. And all my other fabulous listeners. So we're going to go to the phone lines and take Sharon in New York in a moment. Just wanted to quickly say something. Back to the daily versus weekly thing. Daily, I do want you to continue to visualize your day and do the prayer stuff, etc. Because that's the mundane. That helps keep your life in divine order and makes things a lot easier. The weekly stuff that we were talking about, the brainstorming, is that bigger picture, that long-term stuff, okay? So you want to do a combination. And Barbie and I were just talking about this on the break. And I've been working a lot lately with I am prayers because they're extraordinarily powerful statements. Catherine Ponder talks about them a lot, the power of the I am statements. Another name for God is I am. And when you say the words I am in front of anything, you're actually tapping into an extremely potent literal biblical force. And it's amazing. It's just amazing how powerful that is. My favorite statement these days to help me keep my day organized is I am on time and fully prepared for everything. I am on time and fully prepared for everything. And I'll tell you what, kids, I rocked out of the house late this morning and I have a good 45, 50 minute drive to the radio station in the morning. And I got here totally on time and as prepared as my Sagittarius nature will allow me to be. So that's a great prayer. And the other thing that I want to say too is as you're doing your weekly long-term projection and you're allowing things to unfold, etc., that's going to be a great way to recognize what your belief systems are. Things are going to get in the way. They're going to get triggered. They're going to come up and questions are going to happen. So you are going to also want to work on those belief systems. If you pray and you're in that really intense prayer of like, oh, I got to make this happen, then you're kinking the garden hose. So you got to take a look at those belief systems. Accountability is the key and let God do the unfolding. That's the key answer to that. So we're going to go to the phone lines now. We got Sharon in New York. Sharon.
Hello.
Hi, babe. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. What can I do for you?
Thank you so much for everything. The shows on chemicalization are great. And I went back and listened to the archives on polarity.
Good.
So I've been through a massive transit for going on 2.5 years, a transit of the way I work, my actual home, and a relationship that came and went.
Okay.
And I've been working on my belief systems. I've studied a lot of archetypes. And I just feel like it's relentless. And I'm working so hard to, you know, consider myself a solopreneur and to get out of the structures that are falling apart.
Right.
But I'm exhausted, and mm-hmm. I just can't seem to really make the final leap over to being completely independent in my work.
Okay. So remind me what you are astrologically.
I'm a Pisces.
Okay. So let me ask you this question, babe. Where's God in all of this?
I have more of a universal belief. I have trouble with the idea of God. Right. I do feel supported more lately, but I had to really fight for my power, you know, and to be re-empowered after the economic shift and some other changes.
You bet. So this is awesome because this is what Glenda and I were talking about too. And here's what I really want to be clear about. I am not saying that you're doing it wrong when you have a universal belief. Whatever you believe in, I don't care if you believe in the tooth fairy. I'm serious. Whatever you believe in that's bigger than you and more powerful than you, that's where it starts. Because we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Everybody's heard that, you know, expression, but it's so true. But here's why, honey, I am such a stickler about the whole idea of bringing God into the picture. First of all, if you're doing anything out of fear, or you're avoiding something out of fear, you're resisting something out of fear, then it's a problem. And so God bless the New Age because it brought in the literal terminology for calling God the universe, because so many people are recovering from, you know, the religious oppression.
Catholicism.
Absolutely. You bet. No kidding. No, believe me. That is a huge, huge, huge epidemic. And so that it's great. It's fantastic. The idea of the terminology, the universe or the all or spirit or what have you, open the door for just a jillion people out there who had turned their back on the idea of God because they didn't have a language for it. And this is what's so powerful. And we are going to be doing a show. Keith gave me the idea to do a show on the power of words at some point in the not too distant future, because words are so powerful. Language is how the brain functions. And so the idea of using the word God, if you're not using the word God, it's because you have fear around it. And the fear needs to be let go of, because if it doesn't matter, if you're calling God the universe out of fear, you're still not allowing yourself to trust God or the universe or that bigger power. That's how it's going to translate in your psyche. So I would, and sweetheart, I'm not kidding you. I'm looking at this. You come up as the high priestess, for crying out loud. I mean, that is supremely powerful. And that is somebody who is very connected spiritually. So if you're fighting things in your life, if you're struggling and you're exhausted, I will promise you, it's because you get a chance now to up the ante on the intimacy that you have with God. And nobody, and I will go head to head with anyone on this, no one can have an intimate relationship with the universe. It's not humanly possible, because intimacy requires emotional attachment. Emotional attachment will only come from an identity, and we cannot identify with the universe. It's too vast and it's too unknown. But God, if you're looking at God from a standpoint of masculine polarity, all of that great stuff, is going to give you a doorway to intimacy. And that's the answer. I guarantee you that's the answer. You're not going to be able to feel like at the end of a hard day when you're discouraged and you're scared and you want to give up. You're not going to be able to crawl into the lap of the universe. You're not going to get a bear hug from the universe. But you can absolutely get that from God. And I mean physical. I can physically feel him hold me. I can physically right. pound my fist against his chest when I'm irritated or upset or angry at him. I can blame him for all sorts of things. And then I can come back to him and say, wow, that sucked. And, you know that he still loves me. See the grin on his face when I'm doing something and I'm passionate and excited. You know, I can see the look of compassion on his face when I do spin and slam my head against the brick wall. All of those right. things. You know,
I guess in terms of power and high priestessness, I've allowed over on and off over the years people to disempower me.
Yeah, you bet.
And I've been really working around my servitude and servant archetypes and my working class background and victimhood. And
right.
I feel like people want me. I live in a tough city. I'm a massage therapist. I work very closely with people, and I realize that I have a lot of power, but I think people draw me in for my power, and then they try to knock me down a few levels.
Sure.
And I don't know how to stay in that to not I don't want to give my power over
right.
when I'm confronted or
right.
agreements are broken.
Right.
But I can't seem to be able to not react or
sure.
be hypervigilant.
Well, and because you've got a history of that. You know,
right.
yeah, you've got experience of that. So, and that's your feminine responding. She's not feeling safe in those situations, and understandably. So again, I am going to play the broken record once more. The key to this is, there's a trust issue here. You're not trusting in God. You're not trusting in the divine masculine to protect you and provide for you. Therefore, you're not going to be able to trust humans in the world, men or women. Therefore, you will draw to you men and women and experiences that will absolutely validate your inability to trust. You'll pull people in who you can't trust ultimately, who do suck the life out of you or who do try to squash your power. That's how belief systems operate, kiddo. At the end of
right.
the day, we have to be able to say unconsciously or consciously to ourselves, see, I told you so. I told you the world's awful. I told you that people are rotten. I told you that everyone's evil. I told you that nothing good ever happens. We have to
right.
be able to say that to ourselves. That's the only way we can survive. Is if we and
right.
that's the most basic survival instinct. I have to know who I am, and I have to know what my environment looks like in order for me to feel safe. In order for me to know what to do, I have to have that information, which is precisely why I'm doing a reading for everybody today about what's coming
right.
because everybody's feeling really freaked out. You know?
Yeah.
And so in those moments when you're freaked out and when you don't have the answer, or the answers you have make you scared or unhappy or discouraged, that's when you literally climb into God's lap and say, oh, take over for me. I don't want to do this anymore.
Right.
You know, even Jesus did that. You know, if the masters can have their moments, then us mere mortals certainly can have our moments. And you have been working really hard. And I want you to give yourself credit for that. That's the other thing you don't do, by the way, is pay much attention to the things that you do do. You pay more attention. The default position is to go to kind of, you know, the checklist of the things that you could have done better, the things that you didn't do. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
All right. So I'm gonna call you on that one too, because you deserve to give yourself credit. And believe me, Sugar Pear, if you don't give yourself credit, ain't nobody else gonna give you credit. You know, because you're not gonna be setting yourself up to be surrounded by people that can do that for you. So here's the thing. I'm just gonna ask you to experiment. That's all I'm gonna ask you to do. I just want you to experiment with the idea of God rather than the universe. Bring that power of God into something that you can identify with. And you can make God look and feel like anything you want, as long as it's about love and protection and provision. You can create whatever image or feeling you need that you can identify with. But I'm going to really ask you to, I'm going to invite you to play with that and see what happens. And I can pretty much guarantee you it's going to change things. You're going to have to work at it. You're going to have to work at it, because what's it going to do? It's going to trigger the fear. It's going to trigger your resistance and your trust issues. But that's good, because then that gives you some idea of what you can work on next. Okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate all of your programs. They're amazing.
Thank you for listening.
And I'll experiment with it.
Do it. And I want to hear from you in another few weeks. I want to know how it feels to start to play with that, okay?
Okay, I'll follow up. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You take care.
You too.
All right. So, powerful stuff. And boy, I'm telling you what, I get the sense of just, another several hundred people who just heard that and went, wow, that's me. So, let's take a look at what 2011 is going to look like, shall we? Okay. Well, wow. All right. First thing up, the energy is going to start to soften. And here's what I mean by that. And this just thrills me to my fingertips, because it has felt like slamming your head against a brick wall, walking on hot coals, balancing on a razor's edge. You pick your analogy. All of those analogies have some sort of pain involved and some sort of sharpness energetically. It's been really sharp, it's been really hard, and it's been really intense for the last number of years. And it's going to start to soften. And I'm looking at this, and I literally want to just take this massive deep breath. And just, I can feel my body relaxing with the imagery that's coming up here. It's really going to be, we're starting into a more nurturing time. We're starting into a more loving time. We're starting into a more, I'm going to dare to say the word, easier time. So here's what that needs to look like. Please hear me, everyone. That does not mean that you get to sit back on your couch with the remote in your hand, eat bonbons and smart popcorn and not do anything. You have to take responsibility for how you show up in the world in order to receive the nurturing energy that's going to start to come in now. If you are hard, if you have sharp edges, if you have a wall of fear that you're walking around with, this energy won't come near you. It won't be able to. It absolutely won't be able to. And it's not about busting down your walls with a sledgehammer anymore, okay? It's about going at things from that softer, gentler, easier way. What does that look like? That looks like prayer. That looks like a loving God. That looks like climbing into somebody's lap at the end of the day and saying, you know what, hold me and help me feel loved and cared for. Even when I don't feel loved and cared for, help me feel it. That's what's coming. I'm thrilled out of my mind looking at this. Absolutely out of my mind. And there is this feeling of karmic completion that's coming up that's really profound. And I've actually heard that through the grapevine from several astrologers, that 2011 is really about a wrapping up of a bunch of things. And it kind of makes sense, considering we came out of that Grand Cross and all the other brouhaha of the planets this last year. Now, What I'm not saying is we're going to wake up January 1st and everything's going to be soft and squishy and lovely and butterflies singing and birds, whatever. Okay. It's not going to be the Disney movie come to life quite yet. It's going to be as I said a little bit earlier in the show, it's going to be a profound shift, but it's also going to be subtle in many ways. And it's going to require accountability and active participation. You have to open the channels for this energy to come in. You have to be willing to have completion. And believe me, I'm going to quote Anne Lamott. I always quote her. This is my favorite quote by her, the writer Anne Lamott. She said, "Whatever I let go of has claw marks in it." As human beings, we don't let go of anything. Even the things that we hate vehemently and want to rid ourselves of, we still struggle to completely let go of. And karmic completion? Come on. I mean, that's not just about this lifetime. That's about letting go of patterns, legacies, habits, all of those things that we've been walking around with on a soul level for, you know, a bajillion lifetimes. So that's where you're going to have to be with your mindset, that you have to be willing to have that softness come in. Here's where the challenge is going to lie, I think, because the structures that are crumbling, there's been this massive fight. I've actually even been pretty surprised, and it takes a lot to surprise me, but I have been very surprised at how long it's taken for things to crumble, because the old way has been fighting and fighting and fighting to hang on. It's pretty astonishing to me that it's hung on this long. It's going to continue to hang on. So, again, it's not about fighting fire with fire. It's about being in that space of understanding that the thing that prevents us from change is fear and resistance. We have to be open and willing to receive this new energy. And it's going to feel really weird to people who are used to getting out there and fighting on a daily basis and pushing to make things happen and jockeying for position. There's a lot of that out there in this world still. A lot of it. And there's probably going to be more through the course of 2011 as we continue to step into this new paradigm. The old paradigm will have to systematically be released. That's not going to happen overnight, which is actually a good thing, because if it ended in one fell swoop, nobody could handle it. Trust me. So be open and receptive to ease. Take a look at your willingness. Take a look at your sense of deserving. That's a huge piece of this. Do you believe that you deserve to have an easier life? There's a good question to contemplate over the next 3 months or so as you're trying to get clarity on what's coming. Because I'll guarantee you, if anything's going to prevent you from having clarity on what you want to manifest, it's going to be this idea, intrinsic idea, that you don't deserve to have your dreams come true. And the image that I get of that is not just us down here bashing our heads against a brick wall, but God up there bashing his head against a brick wall going, "Hello, I'm trying to give you guys things. What's the problem?" So be open, be willing, take a look at the things that are standing in the way of that. And that's going to be the beginning of 2011. And let me tell you what, the whole year is going to be about that. There's going to be growth. There's going to be awarenesses that are going to become mainstream, that have been really on the lunatic fringe. And I don't just mean like new agey stuff. I mean really clear sensibilities, really clear qualities that we have not seen maybe ever, but definitely in a really, really, really long time are going to start to come back. And that pioneering thing, that creativity, that's all part of this. It's interesting. We've been talking for a number of years now about the feminine rising on the planet. Well, guess what, kids? From a polarity standpoint, this is absolutely what I'm talking about. The feminine is rising. I don't mean the goddess is going to usurp the god. I mean the feminine qualities, the polarity qualities, love, light, emotion, support, creativity, nurturing, the muse, inspiration, those things are going to start to come in. But we have to be open to receiving them. So I'm telling you what, I'm psyched. I really am. I promise you, at the beginning of this next year, we're going to do a full-on reading. We're going to look at the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual issues of the whole year. So we're going to dive even deeper into that. But there's your little teaser. So I want you to start to play with that stuff. Promise me that y'all will do that. Okay? Cool beans. Thanks to Sharon and Glenda for calling in. Pat, sorry we didn't get to you, sweetheart. Hopefully next week. If you like today's show, I'm going to invite you to email it to the people you know who might like it too. This show will be up in the archives in the next day or so. You can go to the media page at michellemorgan.org and click on that archive button. Then you can click on the email button to send this show or any of the other previous shows to people, or you can share them on your Facebook page. So spread the love, baby. Speaking of love, if you love the music on the show, and who does not, go to iTunes, download the songs. I'll have them posted on my Facebook page. And I want you to be sure to tune in next week. We're going to go back to the polarity stuff. We are going to talk about more polarity, and we're going to talk about how do you express the opposite polarity in a healthy way. Isn't that going to be an interesting question? So join me next week, 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, contacttalkradio.com or 106.9 HD3 in Seattle. Hope you all have a fabulous week. Take a look for horses, everybody. Have a great time. Take care, and I will see you next week. This is Michelle Morgan. You've been listening to Living on a Prayer.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org.